the Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. The Novos. Maddie.
And I'd pull your head back and I'd force feed you Devon.
Meg.
What did you call it?
The Bing Bong Clock.
And Quivo.
They're on a level of entertainment, Meg, that needs to be retold.
Listen in.
Well, maybe just a little.
Call in.
And let me tell you.
When.
Maddie, Megan, Creepo.
What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
Yeah, good morning, guys. How are we?
Morning. Today? Feeling great.
Good. Melbourne Cup Day. Excited.
Yeah, for sure.
Interesting, Meg, because you've never been to a Melbourne Cup before.
Yes, but I like to have a bit of a punt, so that's
oh, that's right. You got the old horse races up on the tablet.
Yes.
Do you have the tab, some app, some betting app? Yeah, right.
The tab app, yeah.
Excellent. Now, Maddie.
Love that.
We got around how we are. How are you today?
Going well.
Yeah?
Yeah, feeling good today. I had the most awkward situation at my local grocer yesterday.
Oh, no.
So
what
where
happened?
I live in Wickham, they've opened up a new Food Works.
Yeah.
Really nice in there. I'll give them a plug. Anyway, I go in there, and the poor guy who obviously owns it is always in there working. Anyway, awkward. I went to pick up a pack of cigarettes yesterday. And I was trying to make chat with him and, like, get friendly.
Hey, mate. How you going?
He didn't have the smokes I wanted. So he's like, oh, I have these other ones. He's like, we're getting more stock in next week. I go, okay. I was like, look, all good, mate. They're slowly killing me anyways. The most awkward exchange happened after. He was like,
what do you say to that? Because
I walked out going, why did I say that?
Well, it's a great question because
you didn't want to make him feel bad for not having the smokes. And you're like, oh, Matt, you know.
Bad joke. It's slowly killing me anyway.
And he's like, do I keep ordering them? Are you trying to quit? Am I discouraging you from quitting?
I'm never going back in there again.
You will. It's very convenient for you. Of course you'll be back
not
in there.
Not if they don't have your smokes, they're not.
Oh, in a couple of weeks, it's coming.
I've tried to quit so many times this year.
Mm. You've had a good crack at
this
it
this morning when Meg picked me up, we got halfway to work and I realised I forgot my cigarettes.
Oh.
The universe is trying to tell me something.
Maybe.
Could possibly be. Yeah. Did you buy some?
Yes.
Oh, excellent, yes. Of course. All right, let's... Lads vs. Lasses is up next, though, of course. This is our ultimate battle of the sexes game. Lads on 76, Lasses on 83. We've got to finish the year strong.
Well, we won yesterday, right?
Well, great. That's right. Really good. Now, the prize. Let's not forget about that. A $70 voucher for Gamble & Brown Katara. Don't be a turkey. Get catering for Chrissy with Gamble & Brown with 5% discount if you order before the 14th of November. GambleAndBrown.com.au. So we need one guy and one girl to take on the questions and the points for glory.
Actually went to Gamble and Brown yesterday at Katara.
Oh, lovely.
Really good.
Yeah, it's really great good. Little
milkshakes
cafe.
Are to die for.
There you go.
Big recommendation.
Yeah.
Big recommendation.
All right.
The Novos.
Lads versus Lasses.
Yeah, this is how we find out who's better, guys or girls, right? That's the whole... It's determining the whole thing. So we need a guy to play, actually. 13, 10 and 9. Don't let us down. The Lasses currently winning 83 to 76, which is not brilliant.
We're going to keep it that way.
The guys have been real pussies lately.
Yeah.
Like, call up.
Nothing better to fire up a bunch of men than calling them pussies.
Absolutely.
Well,
it's a tactic. It works, man.
We need a guy, that's all. Let's get into our questions and meet our lass, though.
Yes, let's meet our lass, Lisa from Fullerton Cove, a disability support worker. On her way home from work, says she believes in ghosts but not aliens. She's keen to escape in her motorhome. Says she's keen to have a bet on the Melbourne Cup, but says she has no tips. What colour, like, jacket should they be wearing? That's normally what I go off, Lisa.
Purple and white.
Purple and white. I'll write that down. I will put a bet on that just for you, Lisa. All right, let's get into your questions. Question one, which petrol station would you find Vortex Premium Fuels at?
Oh. Ethel.
Yes.
Yes. Well done.
Crevo, so you've written Caltex.
Caltex, Caltex is now Ampol. So.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, question
the
two.
The old switch over.
Which horse is the favourite for the Melbourne Cup today?
Oh, Vertice.
Fala.
No, Vertice.
Incentivize.
Got it.
Okay. Question three. What does the brand Snap-on make?
Fishing
tools. No. Tools. You got one on the board, though.
Not bad at all.
One's better than none.
You can still win with one, Lisa.
True. Stay positive, Lisa.
You just hang up now, Lisa.
No, don't.
You can if you want. It doesn't bother me.
All right, let's go to Rodney. Definitely not a pussy from Lovedale. He's a panel leader off to get his cat's nuts knocked out.
Oh, Rodney.
I haven't heard that expression before. Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
Yeah, going well, mate.
Now, Rodney, before we get into this, Maddie needs his cat's nuts knocked out. Do you reckon they'll do a 2-for-1 at the place you're going?
You better hurry up and grab him because I'm on my way now.
Oh, right. Maybe we won't be able to.
He might be asleep.
Yeah, hey, Maddie's working.
Rodney, is your cat just a real pain in the ass at the moment?
No, not really. It's the extras that have come along with it.
Oh, how many do you have?
Five.
Five cats?
Wow.
Oh, man. How much are you spending on litter each week?
Oh.
You just let them go wherever.
I live out at Lovedale.
So out in the backyard.
No dramas. never bought litter in his life.
Nature's litter. Hey, Rodney, you need 2 for an instant win today. Here we go, man. Question number 1 for you. True Glimmerstick eyeliner is made by which beauty company?
L'Oreal.
Good guess, not it.
Avon. Does Avon still exist?
Yes, it does. That's my favourite eyeliner, actually.
Oh, not really. Nothing worse than an Avon party.
Yeah, it's not fun.
You saw your life out. Question number 2. Dyeing your eyelashes is otherwise known as what?
Tinting.
Yes,
it is.
Question number 3 for the win. Multiple choice. Matcha is a type of what? Is it A, green tea, B, hair treatment, or C, foundation?
Foundation.
No!
Green tea.
You are now tied, and we are going to play a tiebreaker.
How to pick a winner.
The flip of a coin.
All right, Rodders, do it for the lads, for the win. Heads or tails?
Heads.
Okay, come on, let's do this. It's tails.
And you told Lisa to hang the phone up, Maddie.
You win, Lisa.
Oh, thank you.
Well done, babe.
Yeah.
Congratulations. $70 gambling brown voucher coming your way.
All yours.
I thought that was Lisa's cough then. I was going to say that the fun is
bad. I thought it was the brakes on her car. She was so excited she had to pull over.
Hey, up next, guys, we're talking Melbourne Cup. I get excited for Melbourne Cup every year. I know it's really lame considering I've never been to a Melbourne Cup event in my entire life.
Yeah, well, maybe we should change that today.
We probably should change it. I don't know where you, what you do. Do you get dressed up,
Oh, Jackson, you're staying in Newcastle today. Let's all go to a Melbourne Cup luncheon. You said there was nothing to do overnight.
Yeah, I mean, if you find somewhere to go, I will make an appearance. I'm not really dressed for it, though. I don't have the clothes.
We'll get you a couple of espresso martinis. It'll be fine.
That's a hard pass from me, then.
Jackson's favourite drink's well known.
Sad world.
Well, how about we get into some Melbourne Cup?
The Novos.
Yeah, I'm tossing up whether I actually want to go do something. Because I've never had the opportunity. I've always been working or I've been broke to actually go out and enjoy Melbourne Cup.
This is great. You should definitely do it spontaneously.
But I don't know what do you have to get dressed up? Do you have to wear a fascinator? Do you have to get obscenely drunk and push over a police officer into a bus?
Well, you definitely don't need to do that last bit. I don't know. Some places don't have a strict dress code, do they?
Yeah.
I'm not getting dressed up. See, I don't want to get dressed up for it. I'm happy to just go in standard clothes.
Yeah.
I'm not putting the effort in. There's nothing worse than getting drunk and falling over in a suit.
your least favourite activity of all the activities.
Because most of the places I've seen, they're like, oh, $120 to get in for one day and you get one glass of champagne, you get to stand around with other people who probably look better than you do. I don't really like that idea.
You're just looking too much into it, Meg, I think.
Know.
Overanalyzing.
You look at it all on social media over the last few years and everyone goes all out.
where
I don't have a dress, I don't have anything.
There is a tendency for some places where it's like they people overdress for the location.
Yeah.
It's a small town pub. Just
get, yeah.
You could wear a jacket maybe, but the full suit maybe not necessary.
So have either of you been to like recent Melbourne Cup events in the last couple of years?
I mean,
yeah, definitely.
I've been to the race course.
That's right.
That didn't end well.
Oh, really?
Was that falling over in a suit kind of thing?
Type situation?
Middle of the range champagne all day.
Oh.
Some cheap canapes, you know.
Suddenly it's 8 o'clock at night and you're not feeling brilliant about the whole situation.
Did you have a win? Did you have a punt?
No.
Or?
I never win on Melbourne Cup Day, though. See, I don't go for the favourite because I'm like, I want to go the outsider that's paying the most. Because if you put $5 on a horse that's paying $85 and it comes out from the outside and it just has a shocking win, you get rich.
Good money.
That's true, you do.
And what you're not going to lose if you're, you know...
$5 on?
Yeah.
No big deal.
Well, Lisa called up before and she said purple and white, so I'm trying to find one that's got purple and white on it.
Oh, right. Lisa's tip.
Do you know what's fascinating? How do they, like, name horses?
Well, that's a great question.
Race horses. Do they have, like, an app generator?
There's definitely the racehorse generator out there, but I don't think they're using that. I think it's more... It's usually something from the family or some name that they come up with it as a group or something like that.
Let's run through a few.
Yeah.
Great.
I've already got mine picked out for mine, actually.
Which one?
I'm going Johnny Get Angry.
Just because it's funny now.
Not mainly just because it reminds me of the Johnny Runaway song from Tones and I. I don't know why. I'm going for the music-based ones in my head.
We've got Twilight Payment. That sounds like a drug deal. Spanish Mission. Very Elegant, spelt VERYELLEGANT.
You know what? Very Nelly
unnecessary.
Hot in her.
Yeah, it is.
I thought it was somebody who made a lot of money on crypto and has now bought a racehorse.
Here's one for you, Crevo. Master of Wine.
Oh, I do like that. I'm probably already going to bet on that then now.
She's Ideal, IDELL. They don't like to spell things the traditional way, do they?
They're often those ones are already taken. The traditional spelling.
Great House.
Oh, boring. Next.
Cariff, Pondus, Miami Bound. That sounds fun.
That sounds
like
a party.
Who's the favourite?
Incentivise.
Oh, okay. Yep, all right.
That's yeah. Oh, well, look, it's going to be an interesting day. I always like to see the fashion fails and also the people, like the sloppy drunks the next day on the Daily Mail.
My favourite as well, yeah.
That's the best part of the cup, in my opinion.
Jockeys are so small, aren't they? So I've got this list up here with the horses, the trainer and the jockey, and what the jockey weighs.
Yep.
55 kilos? Ooh. Tiny.
They are tiny. Yeah. They literally
live... one of my legs.
They live on a diet of, I think, sparkling water and minted peas. That's pretty much all they eat to stay that tiny.
Oh, well, good luck today.
Thank you.
Bet responsibly and drink responsibly. Should we do something? I'm keen to do something.
Let's do it. Let's throw caution to the wind and have a spontaneous day out. I love it.
Jess, are you in? Do you want to come to
our spontaneous day out to an unnamed location?
To be determined location, yes.
Keep me posted on that.
Oh, you're not coming.
We're very organised here. If I'm not asleep, I'll come.
Oh, righto. We'll see.
You got to live your life, Jess. You know,
Jackson keeps telling me that. Why are you sleeping all the time? Why aren't you doing stuff?
You'll regret it when you're dead.
Great point, Jackson.
My mission today is for you to come along. I hear the Wicko still has tickets.
Look, it'll be fun for you guys. Keep me updated. Let me know how it goes tomorrow. I'll live vicariously with you in spirit.
It's been so long. Anyway, I'll work on that.
Yeah, it's a work in progress.
The Novos. All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. The Novos. Maddie, Meg, and Creepo.
Maddie, Meg, and Creepo.
What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
Yeah, I've spoken about my upcoming holiday on the show before, me and my best mate hiring an RV home and driving up to the Gold Coast. We've added that formerly Byron. Oh. We've added the Gold Coast leg of the trip. Yesterday, chatting to him on Facebook just about like the trip and stuff really shocked me. So I've known my friend Lee for like maybe close to 10 years. So when you know someone for that long, you think you know everything about them, right?
Yeah.
He pulled something out which really floored me yesterday. He was talking about like the booze and, you know, all that stuff that we would buy before the trip.
Right, yeah, before you go, yeah.
He's obsessed with, get this, VB. I'll explain. He goes, okay, so we're going to pick up two slabs of VB. He's like, I've ordered my VB singlet. And I'm like, this is very unlike you for a high-flying Sydney gay. Like, I was a little bit shocked by it. I go, hey, why don't you just complete the set and buy the VB perfume? You know how they release
that
cheap perfume in the shape of a beer bottle? He sends me a selfie of himself with the VB perfume. It just really shocked me because, to me, VB is the worst beer on the face of the planet. It's a real talk. I don't get the fascination with the brand VB.
Is he wearing that cologne on the regular? Or?
Yes,
obviously. Really?
Okay.
Got to strip that high flying Sydney gay tag away from it. But I've like did some digging into this. There's a whole VB subculture out there. People love it.
It's still a very like big selling beer.
Yeah.
It's still massive
around the team.
Yes.
VB. Yay or nay?
No, Krivo. Not for me. Nay.
Meg.
Beer in general. Nay.
Jess.
Nah.
Jackson.
Nah.
See, look, if
look if it's free,
or if 5 out of 5 say no good, what do you do?
That's right.
Let alone, like, who wants to wear the merch around? Like, if I see a guy in a VB singlet, I'm like, oh my god, go to Bali, mate.
At least get a Bintang singlet.
Oh, true.
Still, same vibe though.
If you had a singlet with like Grey Goose on it or something, would it be more appealing?
Oh, totally into that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
More classy.
What I thought I'd do this morning, opening up the lines 13 10 09. Are you just as obsessed with VB as my friend? Maybe you're even more obsessed and you have the thongs and the esky.
Oh, my God. Yes, please.
No doubt they've got a range of sunglasses. It just seems like one of those things they'd have.
Or you'd be able to get the sunglasses, but you have to buy a few cases and send off the tokens.
Submit the barcode.
We're slapping down VB here. We're after people to defend it. 13 10 09. Tell us how obsessed you are. And every caller that gets to air this week goes into the draw to win a pizza oven.
Oh, how good.
Yeah.
It's not VB shaped. But
no, but imagine you're having a VB and there's your pizza oven that you won because you told us how much you love it.
The Novos.
Today, guys, and we're chatting VB right now. Oh, you know this, right? Oh, one of the most, I'll give VB this, iconic theme song.
Yeah.
You can't take that away from it.
No.
Just telling you guys about my friend, unexpectedly obsessed with VB. The beer, he's got the perfume,
he's ordered the singlet.
And it got me thinking, who else out there loves VB to the point where you're buying the merch? Because I don't think there's anybody out there. Like, it's just, I know there are, but it's just a bloody crappy beer.
If they're making the merch, people are buying it.
Now, you've found some merch
that's available.
What have you got?
So, we've got the chef's apron with the VB logo printed on it. We've got the socks. I did find one on Etsy, a VB tongue bar.
What?
It's got the VB, you know, the VB logo.
Sorry, what's a tongue bar?
Like a tongue piercing. Oh. Like, yeah. Would you consider getting that done?
No.
Just for the VB tongue brush?
He's got virgin skin.
I'm not having any of that. Do you find a tongue piercing in a man sexy, Meg?
Well, I used to have one myself back in the day. But okay. I do find it, quite sexy.
Does your man have a tongue piercing?
No, he doesn't have anything. Tattoos, piercings, nothing.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Well, there's a tip for him. You can get the VB one.
Every caller that gets to air today goes into the draw for our prize of the week, which is a pizza oven. Meg.
Ooh, oh,
sorry.
Whoa. Thank you very much.
Meant to point.
Sharon from Toronto, good morning.
Hey, guys. How are you this morning?
We are doing really well. All right, VB, love it or hate it?
Oh, no, come on. That's for wankers. Dead set. It gives you a headache. It's just the crappiest beer ever. And what are you going to wear the perfume? Could you imagine what that would smell like?
I don't want to imagine what it smells like, to be completely honest.
I don't either, Definitely not.
It's apparently very nice.
Oh, well, you would know.
did Sharon just call you a VB lover, a secret VB admirer?
I think what she called me was a wanker. Thank you, Sharon.
Let's go to Jeff up next. How you doing, man?
Yeah,
really good. So tell us, are you a VB lover?
I sure am.
All right, what have you got merch-wise? How much do you love it?
I've got a pair of sunnies.
Told you the sunnies existed.
You know, you Peter, I reckon you're the perfect voice for a VB commercial. Do you know the little slogan?
No, not on there, mate.
A hard-earned thirst needs a big cold beer. Can you say that for me?
What's that?
Can you say for me, a hard-earned thirst needs a big cold beer?
There's a big cold beer.
Yes! You're perfect for that. Thanks, Jeff.
Next person. So one lover, one hater. Let's see what Peter thinks. Hey, Peter.
Morning,
VB man.
I am.
All right. Do you have any merch? What have you got?
Say again?
Do you have any merchandise or do you just like the beer?
No, I just like the beer.
What do you like about VB, Peter? Because I think VB, in terms of all the beers in Australia, is shit on the most.
It's only good after a long, hard day's work, and it's ice cold.
I feel like you're part of the ad, and maybe calling up from the VB Corporation. But hey, if there's workers out there, you're welcome to call.
Do you ever stray to other beers, Peter?
Oh, I'll drink a little bit of other stuff, yeah.
Yeah, if it's free or if VB's not available. Do you feel guilty when you do?
My reception's really bad. Sorry, guys.
That's all right.
You got your audition in for the ad. I feel like we're a casting agency.
I know. Yeah. I think Jeff's got the job, though, if we had to give it to someone.
I think so.
Give us yours, Crevo.
For a hard-earned thirst, you need a big cold beer.
Meg?
For a hard-earned thirst, you need a big cold beer.
No, that's no good.
No. A chick just can't pull that off.
Jeff's still got the job.
Sharon from Toronto, I reckon.
So, yeah.
She hates VB, so that's not happening.
Hard-earned thirst needs a big cold beer.
Actually, that's creepy.
There you go, guys. They are out there. There's a cult.
That's VB very cult. Popular. Who knew?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the Goss is up next with Jackson.
Yes. I've got details on Squid Game Season 2. If you believe that it's coming, maybe hold your wallet close to you. There's a scam going around. Also, Celebrity Big Brother. I want to talk about Caitlyn Jenner because I'm bored already.
Oh. Have you been watching and hate it?
It's one episode in, isn't it?
No, I've just looked at the news headlines, but it hasn't caught me. Like, I'm not going to watch, and I'm interested about the ratings coming out today.
The Novos. Cam, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
The
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Goss.
Now, Jackson, last night I sat down and watched Big Brother VIP. I'm not a Big Brother fan. You're already over it.
Yeah, and I haven't actually watched it yet. I'm just going off of what the headlines are saying and the small clips that I have seen. But it just seems a little bit boring and self-indulgent from these celebrities. I mean, we did speak to Jess Power yesterday, which I'm actually excited to see her on the show. But I think we've wasted money on Caitlyn Jenner, and here's why. The guy that she's talking to, I don't even know who he is, but listen to how interested he sounds. I feel like he represents all of Australia when we're getting this boring, bogus information from CGenna.
Kanye and Kim get up and thank everybody and said, tomorrow the wedding will be in Florence. We're in Paris.
Oh, yeah.
Pack all your bags, be at the airport. They got two private, big private jets.
That's crazy.
The dinner table was at least 100 feet long. White marble, and then you start looking for where you're sitting, because obviously it's all assigned sitting, and instead of a name tag, okay, they had engraved your name into the marble.
Like, wow. Tell us what we really want to know. We want to know, do your family still talk to you? Is Chloe really OJ's? Like, spill. Come on.
Yeah, that's true. That feels very...
Oh, boring. Guys, do you know who's even more boring on the show? Thomas Markle Jr., Meghan Markle's brother.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Mate, that bloke, all he talks about is his sister. Harry and Meghan, I'm writing here a letter. It's all just BS. The international celebrities are the boring ones.
That's what I think as well. I think we should have invested in more local controversial contestants.
Jessica Power from MAFS is on there talking about Shane Warne sending her filth over Instagram. That's what I want to hear.
Me too. That's much more interesting.
You're right. I don't want to hear about the name tags, your name at Kim and Kanye's failed marriage engraved into a piece of marble. Like, what a waste of marble.
I think what Channel 7's done is they've really invested in these big celebrities because they think that's what we want to hear, but we don't. We just want the nitty gritty. Yeah. Like, I do want to know what Shane Warne is doing in that mirror that's above his bed in everyone's DMs. 100% want to know that. But do I care about Kim and Kanye anymore? No, they're divorced. Talk about Pete Davidson and Kim.
At least, at a minimum, give us some goss around that. But of course it was filmed.
100%.
Because it's not live, is it?
No, it's not live. Do you know what would make Big Brother a little bit better? Could we? Squid Game, so season 2 has not been confirmed. So if you do get an email from Netflix asking you to pay $11.90 to see the second season in advance, do not pay it. Plenty of people are. So far, $2.1 million scam. Like, that's how much people have been cheated out of their money.
That's a clever scam.
Mostly
Americans.
I don't
like scams, but that is clever.
Do you know, it's a good show.
Is it?
It's
I've not seen it. I haven't seen it because I cannot commit to the dubbed, like, you know, and I don't want to read subtitles. That's an effort. Like, I'm not being paid for it. I'm paying to watch it. So I'm not going to do the work. But everyone's obsessed over it. Over the weekend in Sydney, I don't know if you've seen, they had the giant Squid Game doll in Circular Quay. I was trying to muscle my way through them crowds, everyone playing red light, green light. I'm just like, I want my spicy mug. Get out of the way.
Dangerous during COVID times.
Oh, it was,
you know what I mean? Like, it kind of gives madness. It a scary, like, reality. You go there and play it.
Absolutely. I mean, and, well, let's not forget about the importance of a spicy mug, which is one of the better mugs, in my opinion.
I just pulled my headphones out. I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
I got so, like, worked up about Squid Game and spicy mugs and Big Brother. Imagine being in control of one of these games.
Oh, my God, the scariest thing possible.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you know, can you imagine, like, an Aussie version of Squid Games with, like, kid games we grew up playing?
Oh, yeah.
What's the time, Mr. Wolf? What's the time, Mr. Wolf?
Bang. Duck, duck, goose.
Duck, 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 duck,
goose. You don't run around the circle fast enough, you're out.
You're out.
Thank you, Jackson. What do you watch on TV? Because it doesn't seem like you're watching much.
Look, I really do not watch that much TV because I get FOMO. Like, I get itchy feet if I sit down for too long. I've been trying to watch The Zodiac Killer with Jake Gyllenhaal on Netflix. I've been watching it for about 5 months and I'm 34 minutes into it.
You're more of an outside type of person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's better.
Live my life kind of guy.
Yeah, I'm into it.
The Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. The Novos. Maddie.
Relatable guy. I want to see you up drunk.
Meg.
If he's a good-looking man, I don't care what his hands look like.
And Crevo.
I like prosciutto. Fight me.
Listen in.
Well, maybe just a little.
Call in.
And let me tell you.
Win.
Maddie, Megan, Creepo.
What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
All right, it's team challenge time up next as we play What's My Age Again. This is, of course, amongst the team, we see who's the best at guessing people's ages purely based on a couple of questions and listening to the tone and timbre of your voice.
Of what? Timbre?
Yeah, it's like the quality, I guess.
I've been calling tonal it timber, quality. Like timber, the deck timber? You walk on. Like timber. Like trees,
I think maybe you're right, actually.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're listening to your voice. Yeah, exactly.
Grammar lesson or something.
I know. I feel like we're on Grammarly right now. 13:10:09, though, if you want to get involved. Of course, everyone, every caller that gets on the air this week in the draw for a pizza oven.
Really cool.
That's one of the ultimate, like, summer accessories. Mm. All your friends around at the back deck cooking a little pizza. Having a couple of drinks.
They are the barbecues of 2021, aren't they?
Very, very cool. 13, 1-800-410-09 if you'd like to play What's My Age Again and try and trick us with your voice.
Leaderboard check. I'm on 27 points, followed by Meg on 24. Crevo, 22, my friend. You need to...
I need a couple of points today.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Novos.
New FM.
The Novos. Say I should act my age. What's my age again? What's my age
again? The Novos, what's my age again?
Yeah, so we all think we're excellent at guessing people's ages just by listening to their voice, because, of course, this game...
Well, you're not.
...is all about the voice. Oh, come on, I've gotten it right 22 times. That's not bad. Like, overall, you got to think about the big picture. Zoom out, if you will. But is the competition amongst the team? Maddie, currently reigning king, reigning supreme, 27 points. I'm on 22. Meg, a little ways in the middle there at 24. Let's do this. We've got a couple of questions for you, and then we guess your age.
All right. First up, let's go to Matt. Hello, Matt.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, going well, man. All right. Let's kick this off, dude. Question number one. What is your favorite breakfast cereal of all time?
My favorite cereal? Oh, it has to be cornflakes with a crushed up strawberry muesli bar.
Oh,
and there's a combo I haven't heard of before, but it sounds delicious.
Yeah,
Meg, question
okay. Have you ever taken a cruise? If so, where did you go?
Yes, and I went to Isle of Pines.
Okay, I think you are 34 years of age. Maddie?
I think you are 31. Matt?
I'm going to go 32.
Holy damn.
Closest without going over. How old are you?
24.
Oh!
No points!
You're the perfect player because you sound much older.
Yeah,
that's great. You fooled us for sure. Also, I'm loving your cornflakes like muesli bar thing. That's all I can think about.
When you've got a year off work with two broken legs,
you get so creative.
We'll have a quick pivot. Matt, we'll have a quick pivot here because you can't drop that and not tell us how you broke both of your legs.
I was in a hit and run.
Oh my gosh.
Jeez, man.
Yeah. How are you traveling now?
I'm back to work after a year off. I'm back glazing, full capacity work, and loving it.
Oh, God.
Good stuff, man.
I was told to have to retrain in new work, sit down job, two years off work, and I smashed it, knocked the year off, and actually went back to my job.
Good job, you did. Man. Well done,
good
buddy.
Good job.
Is creativity and mastermind like that can combine those two foods? Of course you're back to work.
All right, next person, please.
Yes, we're going to Nathan. Hello?
Nathan.
Hello, Nathan.
Nathan's gone.
All right, Susan.
Hello, Susan.
Hello, Susan.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Yay. Do you think you can trick us with your age?
Oh, give it a go.
Give it a go. Okay, let's get into your first question then. What is the last time you had a massage?
I had a massage yesterday.
Ooh, okay. Mm.
What's your typical Subway order?
I have to say I like the meatball sub.
Yeah, that's a cheap one. $5 lunch. Have you had those? So good. 6 inches. All right. Question number two, please.
Okay. Yep. We've done two, but jump into your guess. That's all right.
Oh, sorry. I thought we were just talking about Subway. What's on my mind?
Hungry.
I reckon you are Susan 42.
Meg?
39.
I'm going to say 43.
I'm Meg Brown. I'm 40.
Oh,
hey,
Meg,
nice.
On the board.
There
Thank
we
you
go. Good
much.
Job.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, we have Crystal. How are you doing this morning, Crystal?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Really good. All right. Question number two. How many TV streaming services do you have at your house?
Two.
Two.
Mm. All right. What kind of car do you drive, Crystal?
Commodore.
Yeah, you sound like a Commodore
driver.
All
right.
You can tell when somebody drives a Commodore. There's like a love and passion with the way they say Commodore.
I'm going to go 36.
Ooh, tough one. I think you're 30. I'm going to go 38.
I think you are 31, Crystal.
35.
Oh.
Maddie. Closest without going over. Well done.
Thank you, Crystal. Spoken like a true car guy, Commo. Isn't it Commie? What's the abbreviation for Commodore?
Great question. I feel like that's a whole another topic. Is it commie or commodore?
Commie.
I think it must be commie, surely.
Guys, coming up next, Meg, you've been on the show for, like, what, 3 months now?
3 months, yeah. Mm.
Now, in the last week alone, you've been hit up by an emo jewellery brand to be the ambassador.
Big influencer request.
Big influencer.
Just an update on that. Yeah. My profile's since been deleted. So, obviously,
well, luckily,
that
you
wasn't
didn't
real.
Sign up to that one.
No.
Yeah.
Now, you do get some weird requests through sometimes.
On this job.
Like, we've all had weird things happen, right? Yeah. Meg, you received a message only this week from somebody, I guess, offering a service to you that I'll be interested to see how you react to this because, I mean, somebody's approached you to be their sugar baby.
Yeah.
Now, if you don't know what a sugar baby is, it's basically like you have a master, like a sugar mummy or daddy, and they spoil you with, like,
gifts,
financial
and
rewards and gifts. Yeah. Now, how do you feel about that?
Well, I'm a happily engaged woman, so I don't think my fiancé would appreciate... Well,
there's different levels of it, though. Like, it doesn't always have to be sexual, you
That's
know?
That's true.
You could just be wanting to shower you with gifts.
Look, I'm all for that.
And that's okay.
If I don't have reciprocate anything.
Hey, we'll talk more about it.
We've got the message.
Yeah.
I want to read it out now. Oh, yes, Meg, you've been on the show for a few months now. You've received a couple of weird requests from random Instagram accounts, and we need to talk about this one. And we need to get your whole opinion on it. So you received a message from a sugar daddy the other day who wants you to be his sugar baby. Now, I've got the message here.
Yeah.
Shall we read through some?
Let's get into some excerpts because I haven't heard or read about this. So I want to know.
Should I put... Let me think of the voice that this guy would have.
Do you want a photo, actually?
Yeah, give me a photo.
Like,
what
I've
does
only
he
got
look
a very
like?
Small photo. It's on his Instagram profile.
Mm, he looks like a real estate agent.
So quite, like, flashy, maybe?
No, like the Connor suit.
Okay,
middle of the range.
Real middle range stuff, yeah.
Oh, would you like to see a photo as well, Craig?
Yeah, of course.
There you go. Just some explanations of what he looks like.
He's older. He's got the silver fox situation going on. Fairly well groomed, except for the eyebrows, a bit of a John Howard touch thing happening. He's got the vest as well with the suit, so it is a three piece.
What kind of car do you think he's driving?
It's hard to tell.
Yeah.
Although from the window shape, I think maybe one of those Toyota 86s or something like that.
It looks like a midlife crisis kind of car.
Absolutely, without a doubt.
Me.
Without a doubt.
All right, let's hear. His name is Charlie.
Mm.
Won't say his last name.
No.
He says, "Hello, beautiful heart. I'm Charlie by name. How are you doing today? I was glancing through profiles when your profile was suggested to me. So pretty, I must confess. You got a nice profile, and I like that you seem relaxed. My interest has been piqued, and so I thought I should contact you. I'd like to know more about you and see where it leads us to."
Oh, interesting.
Mm.
"Because I'm seeking a sugar baby whom I can help and support financially weekly with no nudes, sending of nude pics or sexting included, and since today is my birthday, I'm in search of one last beautiful heart which completes you all to be five in numbers so you all can be supported financially to go shopping and have a fun week in return for your companionship." Now, I know, Meg, you love Sex and the City.
I do.
You can hook up with some girlfriends.
Oh, you know me. I don't hang out with other women, though.
Lunch is on Charlie.
Let's go shopping.
But the thing is, like, if he's looked at my profile, he would know that I'm engaged, I'd like to think.
Don't think it bothered old Charlie.
No.
Charles doesn't care about the ring.
I did speak to Josh about this yesterday, and I said, "Look, just giving you a heads up, I've been given a financial opportunity."
Is it odd? Pay rise, is it?
Yeah.
No.
I said, yeah. And I said, "Look," and I showed him the photo. He goes, "Oh, look, you got to do what you got to do."
Is that what he said?
Happy days. Get paid. Oh, Charlie, he just wants companionship.
Now, he's sitting on... I've got the option on my Instagram to block, delete, or accept. I don't know what I should do.
Can I see your phone?
No,
I won't do anything, I promise. I just want to see your phone. Let's go to the profile. Charlie.
It's private, so you can't see anything else.
Charlie. Oh, yuck. Charlie, sugar daddy, two tongues, tongue out emojis. God-fearing and honest. Please don't follow me if you aren't real. I gat a lot of them that pissed me off. Wow.
So he's big on the old grammar. He doesn't pay for Grammarly, does he?
Absolutely.
Well, he's got money, apparently. Maybe
he
should.
Are you flattered?
I don't know.
Don't know how to feel about the whole situation.
For me to be flattered, I have to work out who else he's messaging.
You know, I'm the type of guy, any compliment's a compliment. Just take it. You know, you've got to get these things in when you can.
But at least it doesn't even look like a fake profile because he actually has followers.
There you go.
Like every other account that I've got messages from.
And he doesn't want any
zero
nerds.
Followers, zero following. Yeah.
And I will say this, if he's not using Grammarly, there's always the odd chance that he might accidentally put the wrong amount in when he's paying you.
Yeah, or the wrong number for the BSB or something.
also quite likely.
What do you think I could get out of this? Realistically.
Five grand?
Okay.
That's fairly...
Trying to work out what I can buy with $5,000. I need some new shoes.
That's fairly vanilla for a sugar...
For, yeah.
Usually they want you to act like an adult baby and stuff.
All
and
sorts of weird stuff. Crazy
you
things.
You know what? We're just gonna delete that.
Oh, there it goes.
It's gone.
Financial opportunity gone.
You wear an adult nappy, Meg.
For $5,000? Let me think about it.
That's it.
That's all?
I'll do it for $5,000.
Wear an adult nappy.
Absolutely, would you?
No. Absolutely
You're
not.
You're all about making money and $5,000. Where do you draw the line at?
Right there.
So $5,001 and you're there.
No, just wearing the adult nappy is not happening for me.
I'll pop in a dummy and, you know.
The whole lot, eh? What's your Instagram handle again, Maddie?
I'm not putting that out there.
The Novos. All across Newcastle and the Hunter. You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
Maddie, Meg, and Creepo.
Maddie, Meg, and Creepo.
What a way to start the day.
Novos.
Let's go.
I absolutely love this. Up next, we're going to do Love It or Loathe It, getting Maddie and Creebo's opinions on the topics of the day. You did this with us yesterday. Very interesting.
Hey,
no fence sitting. This is what I like. You can't actually be like dilly-dally with your opinion. You have to have a clear-cut
Whenever
side.
Any of us do, Meg, you've got to dig in and give us a slap. Creebo likes to sit on the fence sometimes.
So you've got to bring out the whip and be like... No fence sitting. Get
10
down.
Points for your whip sound effect.
Oh, thank you very much.
Do you really have good. One in the back of your van by any chance? Because
a whip
filled with a lot of random stuff.
Treasure, no.
You have something, surely.
Oh, something. No whips, but I can have a look around.
Have you sold a whip before?
Yes, absolutely.
Really? Big market for whips.
Yeah, if you've got the handmade leather, like the proper bull whips, worth about $150 to $250, and if it's a really good quality, then it can be close to $1,000.
For a whip?
Yeah, yep, absolutely.
That's insane. Yeah. Okay,
lot of money in whips.
Well, bit of whip chat, but love it all. You just wanted to get one more out.
Of course I did.
Love it or loathe it up next.
Yeah.
The Novos.
New FM. Love it. Or loathe it.
I've been warned. I have to be very strict with the rules of this, with no fence sitting.
No niceties, Meg.
So, unfortunately, I don't have the whip, as Creebo mentioned. You will have to do the sound effect for me every time I need
you
to do it.
You do have a stapler next to you, though.
You can shoot staples at us at distance.
Okay. Just off topic, take bets. Yeah. Are there staples in this staple?
Yes.
No.
Oh, there is.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, there you go. All right, so we're getting
we have a well-resourced office.
On the topics of the day. So we were talking before, because it is Melbourne Cup today, a lot of people get on the cocktails.
Mm.
One of the most popular cocktails at the moment, or I would say of the last 2 years, espresso martinis. Mm. Love it or loathe it.
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it.
Yeah, love it too. I just love a good espresso martini. Just, you know, it gives you a nice energy pep, delicious. Mm. I love the one with the Kahlua in it as well.
See, I love the coffee bean on the top. I like cracking into that. Yeah,
do you actually eat the coffee bean?
Oh, absolutely.
That I don't have, because they just get stuck at the end. Nothing like a, you know, half-soaked coffee bean in your mouth.
I love a chocolate-coated coffee bean.
Yeah.
Is that I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, it's a delicious.
Great cocktail. I want to bring someone else in on this one, though. Jackson, you come out, the reason we're chatting about this, because you come in this morning on some weird rant
sassy
about espresso martinis.
I feel like my whole Tuesday is just me being ranty.
Can we just recap the exact thing you said about espresso martinis and the types of people that drink them?
There is nothing sadder than an espresso martini. I think that you can get away with it if you're an 18-year-old female that's just going out and about and she's, like, new to the town. But if you are anywhere over 18, whichever sex you are, whichever orientation you are, just blanket statement, espresso martinis are sad, especially if you're an adult man that goes to the gym.
Mate!
Disagree.
What happened?
Disagree. I like one at the start of the night.
He's been tainted with an espresso martini.
I have had a bad night on them, but I just think...
That's where it is. It's like tequila.
The truth comes out.
There's just something very sad. Like, I look at them people, and I actually said this, and I'll go on the record for saying this. I don't care if Newcastle thinks I'm mean. The feeling that I get when I see someone with an espresso martini is the same feeling that I see, that I get when I see a man that's middle-aged, balding, and he's brought a convertible because he's going through something in his midlife. Like, it's just sad.
What cocktail do you like to drink,
Jackson? You know what? I don't think you sat on the fence on that one at all.
I'm like a spicy margarita guy, or just like a gin and tonic.
Do you know what? I see people who drink spicy margs as like, you know, I only picture 45-year-old mums from Merriweather Heights drinking those at the beach hotel.
Come hang out with me. But also two 45-year-old mums at the Merriweather Hotel. They're fun. They're not a balding, middle-aged man going through a crisis. Getting a bloody espresso martini. Sadness. If I ever say get me a drink when it's rounds on us, if you buy me an espresso martini, I'm never going to talk to you again.
Can you throw it in their face?
Of course,
I would
Jackson
even,
will.
100%. And there'd be force behind it to get in your eyes.
You're going to hate me, Jackson, because every Friday I like to go to Customs House for their $6 espresso martinis.
I think you just got unfriended on Facebook.
That's why when people say, well, do you want to hang around in Newcastle, hang out with me? That's why I say no.
Look at the phones lighting up. I think you've offended all bald men with sports cars.
I'm going to answer them and find out what they want.
Let's
see who's on there. Yeah. All right, next topic.
All right, parental guidance started last night on Channel 9.
Of course.
Lots of different parents, lots of different parenting styles. A family of seven, very big family, living in a tent and homeschooling their kids.
Mm.
Tents on one hand, though. Camping in tents. What do you reckon?
Love it all over.
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it.
You would say that, farm boy. You're not on the farm. Loathe it. Get a house. Don't raise your kids in a tent.
I'm not saying live in a tent, but there's something...
They live in a tent.
They live and homeschool and do everything in a tent. One of the quotes was, the kids can't bounce off the walls if we take the walls away.
Well, that's just ridiculous, isn't it? I think camping in a tent, there's something great about it. Very annoying to pack up and set up, but the bit where you're in it, it is actually a cool experience. Very nostalgic.
You know what? Humid. If you get a couple of mosquitoes in, hard to get rid of them. They're biting you all night. You're on top of people. You're sleeping on a mattress you would never sleep on in everyday life. Why go on holidays and be uncomfortable? That's the way I see it. I'm stretching it going in an RV at the end of the year because I want an actual bed and a room.
Hey, well, you are doing a big experiment with this RV holiday. It'll be at the edge of your comfort zone, that's for sure.
We'll find out in a couple of years if he liked it and when he turns 50, if he's going to buy an RV and travel all around.
Oh,
Australia.
My God, I can see that, Matty, off into the sunset in his RV.
Mm.
Hilarious.
Maybe.
Grey nomad.
Speaking of a grey nomad.
Yeah, let's see this. Oh, this is a crazy story. So I had spoken about on the show how my dad had this big implement from the back of the tractor clip his hand, had to go off for surgery. Surgery, general anesthetic, the whole box and dies.
Is he okay?
He's doing pretty well, but the day after he got that surgery, my mum almost ended up with a policeman at her house and a missing persons report.
Oh.
I've got to fill you on this story up next.
The Novos.
Prevo, you've got some daddy issues. I thought I'd say.
Yeah. Look, farm saga, farm drama, of course. It's been a bit of an ongoing thing. My mum had this horse that passed away. My dad had to, like, drag it off with the tractor. And then he smashed his hand with the implement trying to do it. It got all these, like, rust and bits of metal stuck in it. Oh. Had to go and get microsurgery. And, of course, that was general anesthetic as well. The next day, he's discharged from hospital, right, and sent home. And he rests for like half a day sort of thing. And then the next morning he goes out and my mum said, look, you should just rest for the day. Don't leave. He then decides though, he's feeling fine and wants to go and do shopping and stuff like half an hour drive from the house.
No.
Yeah. So off he goes sort of 9 in the morning. By 2 o'clock, he hasn't returned. And my mum is starting to panic. Because she thinks maybe he was still exhausted from the anesthetic and the operation. Something's gone wrong. So she starts ringing around the hospitals to see if he's gone there. Maybe his hand was feeling bad and he decided to go get a checkup or something. Nothing.
Did he just feel like something from the shop to eat or something? Or what?
I don't know. He just wanted to go out and do, like, chores and just do something.
Keep busy.
He's a very stubborn man. Yeah, and
pretend like nothing happened.
Exactly. Nothing happens. He's that sort of thing. But you got to remember, he's 76 years of age. So my mum's a bit worried about the whole situation. Anyway, rings the Wyong Hospital. Nah, he hasn't come in here. Rings the Gosford Hospital where they have the hand surgeons. Nah, he hasn't come in here. They say, right, you need to, if you can't get in contact with him, he's not here, you should ring the police, see if there's been any accidents. So my mum starts ringing the local cop shops. No accidents with a van.
Can I just say, he has put your mum through absolute hell in the last
100%.
Week. Because I heard you on the phone to her the other day when he was in hospital, and she was at the hospital, couldn't go inside for like 8 hours.
Yeah.
And then he comes home and she's ringing every bloody cop shop and hospital in town trying to find him.
Yeah, so this
That's not on.
Not great, right? My dad, very stubborn man. Anyway, the police then said, right, well, how long has it been? And she says, you know, he went out at this time, only had a few things to do.
Yeah.
They said, I think maybe you should file a missing persons report. It's been the number of hours. We're sending an officer out to your house at the farm.
Oh,
so
God.
they send out the cop, and then about half an hour later,
your dad rocks up.
Huh? No, he texts my mum. Oh, I'm doing fine. I've just had to do a few more chores. I'll be home soon. So then my mum has to like ring the, she's rung me by this time, panicking, has to ring the police back saying, call off the officer. No need to send them out. They've already gone right out into the country trying to meet her. The whole thing is a total saga. And he's like acting like nothing's happened.
What?
I've got no problems. I'm feeling fine, he says.
Question.
Yeah.
A little insight into your mum and dad's relationship.
Yeah.
Is your mum the type of woman who like go off her head at something like that when he get? Did she get angry when he got home?
She's a bit cross, yeah, with him,
throwing
but not
the newspaper at him.
No, throwing the newspaper, just telling him, I'm very cross with you. You shouldn't be staying out so long. And because he's hard of hearing, he'll be like, "What did you say?
What?
I so can't hear you."
This entire time, he wasn't answering his phone.
Because he doesn't hear it. So okay. He'll like leave it in the car because he's, you know, a bit older, doesn't really care about it. And then he doesn't see the text. And my poor mum.
Did you call your dad as well?
I tried, but of course he doesn't hear the phone, so it doesn't help.
Did you have a go at him?
I sent him a message and said, why don't you just stay home for a day or two and take it easy? Because there's no need to be rushing around. You know, you're a 76-year-old man. Just recover at least let my poor mum relax a little.
Just a touch.
Just a tiny bit.
I'm only as young as I feel. I can do whatever I want.
That's exactly his attitude.
What?
You can't whop me on a text. You can read it.
Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Maddie.
And I'd pull your head back and I'd force feed you Devon.
Meg.
What did you call it?
The Bing Bong Clock.
And Quivo.
They're on a level of entertainment, Meg, that needs to be retold.
Listen in.
Well, maybe just a little.
Call in.
And let me tell you.
Win.
Maddie.
Megan Creepo.
What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
Interesting story out of Perth, guys. A local council over there has introduced a brand new initiative, women-only car parks in shopping centres. Now, before I get into the details, Creepo, first up,
yes.
Thoughts and feelings?
Look, the thing I would say, if you want real equality, you can't have that.
Meg, as a lady, what are your thoughts on this?
Imagine you cruise up.
Not gonna lie, it's convenient for me. But I can kind of understand where it's coming from a safety point of view.
Well, a TikToker has uploaded a video of this car park, right? And what they've done is painted a whole section of it pink with signs reading, kindly reserve this bay for female drivers. Now, you hit the nail on the head. The whole idea behind it isn't because women are terrible drivers. It's because of safety issues and concerns. But a lot of people are getting online and saying, well, thanks for highlighting where all the women are, and this is a creep magnet right here. But what I wanted to do this morning, 13:10:09, should Newcastle introduce women-only parking bays?
I think yes, as long as there's men-only parking bays as well.
Terrible.
If you want real equality, you got to do it properly.
I think there's a lot of people like all for this, just due to the fact that a lot of women out there not great drivers.
Well, hey, there's a lot of people think that.
You look at me while you're saying this as I drive you to work
absolutely.
Every morning.
Absolutely. Meg,
I know I'm not a great driver.
You are the queen of doing a curbside park and being at least a meter out.
I know. I don't plenty want to scratch the rims.
You could park another
my little Elantra.
You could park another small car in between the gap of the curb
pretty
and Meg's
much.
Car. Like all one right. of those narrow ones.
Are you Team Crevo? All for the lady parks, or are you Team Meg?
Yeah.
What's your take on it?
You like it just for the laziness?
I think you can't have it.
I like it for the safety.
Okay, Meg wants the parks. Yes. No way, you can't have it. Otherwise, that's just ridiculous. It's not equality. People want equality. You can't have women-only parking. How ridiculous.
You are fired up this morning.
What is ridiculous?
Oh, wow.
I mean, parents with prams is already a stretch.
Parents with prams? Wow.
They've already got seniors parking. All right, fair enough. You don't want to walk so far when you're an old biddy with a cane.
Yeah.
But you can't have women-only parking. Are you joking?
Jess, what are your thoughts on this?
Why not? I think it's great.
Yeah, women get too much.
Hey,
what
you
about
get
us
too
guys?
Much.
What That's about right. us where's guys,
the,
Jess?
Where's the men-only parking?
At can the back. Can I just say, at night, when you're walking out of Woolies, you're walking out of Coles, how many women are hustling you and going, hey, sweetheart, rah, 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 or making you feel threatened?
I don't know. I haven't checked.
Because it's never happened to you before.
I've never thought about it to count and write down when it's happened.
13:10:09, female-only parking, right or wrong?
The Novos.
13:10:09. Should we introduce a female-only park bay? Yeah, this council over in Perth has introduced this surrounding safety for women. So a lot of women, especially around shopping centres, as you said, Meg, are getting hassled by guys. They've introduced these park bays at the shopping centre so women can park. And they say, men, not allowed. Now, just putting this out there, Crevo, you're all for equality.
That's right.
You're on the side of this shouldn't be a thing.
No.
Meg,
yeah.
You're like, I'm lazy. I want a free park.
It's not that. I don't want to park
with the rest
Look,
of us.
Look, all I'm going to say is you guys have never had the experience of having to hold your keys in your fingers, walk into your car, just in case someone approaches you.
Where are you hanging out, Meg? Like,
yeah.
It's a Westfield
it's
car
everywhere.
Park.
It's everywhere.
Surely. And why are they making them wider as well? That just makes no sense.
I mean, well, we all know that men are better drivers.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying that. You are, but hey. That's now out there in the ether.
All right, let's find out. Well, that's true.
Go let's to Wendy. Wendy. Hello.
Hey, Wendy.
How you going?
Hey.
Good. Should we introduce these female-only car parks in Newcastle?
No, because most car parks have got security guards in them.
Yes,
and,
true.
Yeah, and maybe make them wider because we've all got bigger cars now.
Mm.
Hey, that's a good point. That's a good point.
And well, I drive at ASX. Your daughter's got a Prado. And you can get in there, but you can't get out of the car.
That's right.
That's true.
They need, look, wider car parks is a good thing overall, but make it for all the car parks. No yes. special treatment.
Secondary poll here, Wendy. Who are better drivers, men or women?
I can't really say because...
No, you think the men. It's all right.
If we all have proper driving lessons, we all should be able to drive properly. Oh,
thanks, Wendy. I'll take
common
that.
Sense.
One
I love
for the
it.
Blokes, one for the blokes.
There we go. Some common sense on the show. All right, let's go to Robbie up next. Should we have female-only parking, Robbie?
First, Creevo.
Oh. Robbie, what are you doing?
I don't know what that noise is.
I think it was that the bell?
Yep.
The shame bell. Robbie's very own shame bell. Okay, so what are your thoughts? Female-only parking, yes or no?
Well, firstly, it's not about equality, Creevo. It's about security.
Yeah, yes, but they already got Robbie. Security guards well, everywhere.
Not at every car space, car park.
Wendy just told us
they have them everywhere.
Security guards, yeah.
I've never seen one.
Yeah, because they're always watching and you haven't been in trouble, so they're just...
Oh, bullcrap.
They've got security cameras. They keep an eye on things. It's
security
fine.
Camera does not save you when someone comes up to you, Creevo.
Once the bike's grabbed you and ran off, we'll look at the camera and say, oh, yeah, we did do it.
Thank you, Robbie.
But what about blokes that are, you know, in trouble and they need help as well? Can we have our own secure parks at the front as well?
I'm sure if a bloke was getting groped by a woman, he'd stand there and take it.
Hey, I'm putting it out there. I'm putting it out there, guys.
Yeah.
Men are bigger pussies than women.
Sometimes. You absolutely.
Know, like, I
want my own parking spot as well.
Well
it
yeah.
should be men only
spot. You go rally to council and see how you go, Creevo.
Okay, I will.
Going to Gypsy in Cardiff. Hey, Gypsy.
Hey, how you going?
Hey, going well. Female only parking spots in Newcastle. Thoughts and feelings. Yes.
Got to be kidding. Absolutely outrageous. Big, big, big no.
Thank you, Gypsy.
Give us your argument, Gypsy.
Women are definitely better drivers. You just sort of look at the statistics. It's mostly young males, you know, having
accidents. Oh, listen to you, Gypsy.
I think if anyone needs bigger parts and their own special parking, it's men, so they can go and park crookedly and leave the good spaces for the women who know how to park.
I'll say for the big cars that they're using to compensate.
No, I have a big car. I've always had a big car.
What are you compensating for, Gypsy?
I see people try and get in and out of parks, you know, three or four times and then drive off, and I just go and drive straight in, first go.
Well, you know what?
About the size of the car. I think too, people are too reliant these days on cameras and not having the skill to be able to drive.
But if there's a camera there, Gypsy, why make your life harder?
By using their mirrors. Hey. Without making it harder. It's about being smarter and being skillful.
Look, I don't mind Gypsy because Gypsy is saying that men should have some of their own parking spots, like men-only ones, and that's fine.
Yeah, far away so that they can go and create their havoc all on their own.
No, I want them right out the front near the door so he can get in the shops easier.
Yeah. Oh, Gypsy. Are you getting...
for the people who can drive, which is mostly the women.
Gypsy, okay. Are you going out in the backyard and cutting your grass with a pair of scissors, or are you using the lawnmower, which makes it really easy? Like, why would you not use the cameras?
I'm not saying don't use the cameras. I'm saying there's an over-reliance.
Yeah.
And there's people who have cameras who still can't bloody park.
Oh, hey, Gypsy, you know what? I'm a hypocrite because I don't even drive. Thanks, Gypsy.
There we go. Well, look, overwhelming. People say no female-only parking spots, which is good.
We'll rally.
A win for common sense.
I get it for the safety.
Yeah.
I get it.
Why don't they just...
He's just very against my driving.
That's what they should have is parking spots that say, if you feel unsafe, park here.
I don't know why they paint the walls pink. Like, maybe not all women like pink.
That's also a good point.
Generalisation. Better cancel the colour pink.
Why not?
Hey, up next, guys. I got a message from someone in the front office yesterday. We got inundated yesterday with Share the Dignity stuff.
This is brilliant.
So happy. So up next, if you don't know what Share the Dignity It's in the Bag's about and you want to get involved, I'll give you all the info next.
Okay. The Novos.
Yeah, really great news on Share the Dignity.
The Novos.
Yes, absolutely stoked. Got a message yesterday saying a stack load of bags, stack load of goodies rocked up to the station yesterday for Share the Dignity It's in the Bag campaign. So basically, they put together these bags filled with essentials and they go out to like 3,000 different charities right across the country, just filled with like sanitary products, shampoo, conditioner, all the stuff that if you're escaping a situation like domestic violence, homelessness, things that you don't really think to pack because you're running out the door, basically.
Yeah.
And you don't really have the money to get these things either. People put these bags together every year. It's called It's in the Bag. It's running between the 19th and the 28th of November. You drop the bags off at Bunnings. But what we're doing at the moment is you can drop off essentials here at the radio station, even if it's not a full bag. I'll put them together, create the entire bag so we can donate as many as possible this year.
All right. So just so people know, we do have a donation drop-off spot here at New FM. We're yes. in Sandgate. Maitland Road. You can drop them off anytime between 9 and 5 p.m. Heaps of people getting involved.
I'm loving it. So yeah. we had full handbags, just chock full of stuff, even just extras that we can pop into the bag. So,
what's the list of stuff? Yeah, right, because it's quite specific.
Well, I've gone through the list a couple of times, but I wanted I wanted to touch on something else as well. So, basically, the main bag that people put together are the adult bags.
Yeah,
but you can also do teen bags as well. And the ones that I've been focusing on this year myself are the mum and bub bags because I could not imagine being in a situation with a newborn. And not being at home with loved ones, you're either in a homeless shelter or a domestic violence shelter with a newborn baby, not having the things you need.
Yeah.
I just couldn't imagine that feeling.
Oh, it's an awesome initiative and good for you, Meg, for getting involved in this. Like we said, drop off anytime. When did you want to close this off?
Well, the whole thing kicks off for Bunnings in particular on the 19th of November.
And so what is Bunnings? So you can drop off at Bunnings as well,
you can drop off
the
bags directly to Bunnings. But in this situation as well, because I know a lot of people can't commit to doing a full bag, it can be quite expensive and I understand that. So if you're at Woolies or Coles and you see something on special, like shampoo and conditioner, pop them in your shop, drop them off to us, and I'll put it in a bag for you.
Yeah, good stuff.
It doesn't need to be a full thing. So with these ones in particular that I'm doing this year for the mums and bubs bags, so they're looking for, like, dummies and maternity pads, nappies, all that kind of stuff. If you've got anything that you see is on special, what I love to do in particular is going to Woolies, going to Big W, and just find the clearance stickers.
Yeah.
And if I can find, like, the other day I found lip glosses for 50 cents. Took them all for $5 and get to pot one because apart from the essentials, it would be nice to have something special of your own for these women who are obviously doing it tough. So,
no, awesome job. And you have a Facebook page, where people you post the specials and blah, blah, blah. What's the...
Yeah, so it's a Facebook group. It's just Share the Dignity. It's in the Bag.
Yeah, cool.
You can just join that and you find all the specials in there. Not to mention... if you've got any questions about what you can and can't donate, there are a bunch of Sheroes in there who are the Share the Dignity Heroes volunteers.
They'll
answer
all
your questions
just
as well.
In your journeys this year, what do you need the most?
I'm not 100% sure at this point, to be completely honest.
So once you sort of put,
anything, if you... Any donation is going to go to a woman in need. So being picky, to be honest.
Yeah, anything and everything, get it on there.
Absolutely. But I know last year they were running low on the mum and bub bags, and that's why I was dedicated to do them this year. But you know what? Anything you got, we'll take it.
Very good.
Good
Come
stuff.
Drop it off to the New FM studios and we'll put them all together.
No, thanks heaps, Meg. Good stuff, guys.
The Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter. You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. Maddie. And Crevo.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
105 minutes commercial free coming up very soon with Jackson.
Yo. Do you remember this?
Yes.
From Finger 11.
Paralyzer.
When I seen this pop up in our playlist, I was like, yes. Oh, this takes me back, actually. A bit of Selena Gomez.
For some reason, I thought that first song was by a band called Creeper.
Oh, really?
The song suits that name, I think.
What a diss. Yeah. I'll let you have it.
What do you mean? It's a great song, though.
It is a good song. What about this? New Sia.
Oh, I haven't heard this.
Neither have I.
What's it called?
It's with Sean Paul. It's called Dynamite.
I can never understand anything Sean Paul says.
Doesn't matter. It's just the sound of his voice.
Because they've done something together,
Sean
haven't they?
Paul.
My don't cheap thrills together.
What did you say? Don't know. It doesn't matter. He's cool.
Give us your Sean Paul, Meg.
Oh, God, no. Oh, no.
Do you want to have a go, Maddie?
I wouldn't embarrass myself.
Oh, fair enough.
You got to say Sean Paul.
Sean Paul. Blah, 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 blah. Sounds nothing like Sean Paul. I embarrass myself. Hey, guys, coming up next, we're catching up with our mate NASA. Oh, man, Melbourne Cup today. I tell you what, you guys have just been seeing me for the last 15 minutes calling pubs in Newcastle trying to get a table.
Impossible.
It's impossible.
We're a little bit behind.
I think
the
we've left it a little late,
just
guys.
A tiny bit, because every time Maddie's like, hello, how, now, they're very how polite, you, how are you very doing there today, Dave, or whatever the guy's name is there. Any chance of a table? Absolutely none. Okay, thank you so
are
much.
Are you sure? Do you take walk-ins?
Do you take walk-ins? We're full. Oh, thanks for taking the call, mate. I'll chat to you another time.
We're like Melbourne Cup refugees at the moment.
I know.
Like, we want to go out.
Nation left out.
We're out there with our, you know, we've got our vaccine passports.
We're
trying to get around different countries. What? No one will let us in.
One guy said to me, right, I think I called, I forget the pub. He goes, okay, mate, yeah, any tables left? I know it's a bit late. He goes, You joking, bro?
That's been booked out since as soon as lockdown ended.
Oh, no, I'm not joking.
Been really struggling. Hey, really exciting next. We are talking to NASA, as you mentioned, Maddie, because he has put this out there into the universe. I saw a couple of posts on Instagram. He wants to create his own podcast. And we thought, what better opportunity to workshop some ideas than to get him on this show and do it right here live on the air?
Well, he needs help because he doesn't really know how to set one up.
He's got a voice. There's no doubt about that.
He's got a voice. All right.
But there's a lot of work involved.
With him next. The Novos.
Yeah, that's right. He's been putting out this information on Instagram about his plan to bring out a podcast. A lot of work behind the scenes goes into a podcast. A lot of planning. NASA does, of course, have a great voice. But there's more to it. And that's why we bring him into the show right now to discuss. Good morning, NASA.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for reaching out. Talk to me, baby. Talk to me.
Okay. NASA, what we thought, because we were chatting about this the other day, and I know we've spoken about this in the past, and I noticed you posted something on Instagram. Somebody asked you in a Q&A, why won't you do a podcast? You're like, oh, I just need someone to help me.
Mm.
And we thought, NASA, we are the perfect people, and we believe in you. We want to launch here the NASA Sultan Podcast.
Yeah, and look, I'm definitely keen. As you know, I still carry the old Nokia phone, right? And I've spoken to your producer many times about that, because when he messages me on the iPhone, I hardly get it because, you know, he's got to ring me. But anyway, if that could be possible, and I will call it No Hold Barred. I mean, people can come on my podcast and vent their anger on anything. We don't want to just discuss, the good things. We want to discuss what upsets people. That's the whole podcast.
NASA, groundbreaking stuff. What I wanted to ask you, though, first, I think the first step in any planning meeting is to get your ideas about what you want on the podcast. Now, you've given us a couple of little nuggets there.
Mm.
So, like, what kind of content do you want to cover? Because that's one episode. Usually, they go for, like, 10 episodes a season.
Well, this is what I want to do. I've got to touch on men's grooming. Now, that's a very important. No one touches on men's grooming.
Men's grooming. Right.
Yeah, men's grooming. So we need to touch on that a little bit, you know, men's grooming, which I can tell you now, I put out a video, I don't know if you saw it, about Olay.
Yes, I did see that.
Okay, now let me tell you what happened with that. Bloody Martha, Kmart Kim, has just released that she's sponsored by LA.
Oh, NASA. Now,
I was absolutely, absolutely crying yesterday when I found out that she's partnered with LA. After I reached out to LA and I said, you need a guy for your products. And my family's been using your products for years. So you know what I mean? They're stealing my ideas now. They're stealing my ideas and making money.
What I think, NASA, what I think you should do, right, because people want to hear your opinion on stuff. You need to narrow down to one topic and just stick to that.
Yeah, well, the topic will be, well, look, I'm the king of reality. I am Mr. Reality, right? You know, so we can talk reality, what people want to see on TV, who they want to see, how the show's going to be produced and so on. We can talk about that, but we can also talk about, relationships. People can talk to me about relationships, like what do they think problems.
I've got an idea, because you do know, NASA, that our audience loves you.
Oh, well, I love them.
Novocastrians love NASA. Mm. What I thought we'd do next to wrap up the show, 131009, opening up the lines. First question, do you want to hear a podcast from NASA? And two, have an idea for him, we'll connect you on the phone with him and you can pitch it to NASA next.
This is brilliant. This is excellent.
You down for that, Nas?
Yeah, mate, I mean, that is because I want to hear from the people. I am the people's person. I want the people to tell me.
131009, if you want to tell NASA all about his podcast, do you want it, and what should he talk about? We'll take your calls right now at UFM. The Novos. And guys, we've got NASA on the phone right now. The Novos. Yeah, we're talking about his podcast. He's been wanting to launch one, and we thought, man, every other maths contestant and their dog has a podcast. Mm. So we thought, we love NASA. The people of Newcastle love NASA, and I think people want to hear more from him. So 131009, we put the call out.
Mm.
Do you have an idea for NASA for his podcast? Because we're in the planning session at the moment, the brainstorming section of this whole experiment. So it's open to ideas. Now, NASA, you did say just before you wanted to do a men's grooming podcast. I'm not going to lie, that's a bit weak sauce from you.
I don't know, NASA.
I mean, just for like one episode or something, you know, right. Just to sort of, you know, just to give some ideas and hints and maybe bring some products and advise men on what products they should use. That's all. Nothing too extreme or too deep.
I'd love to hear like a first date grooming session thing.
The do's and don'ts.
See, to encourage men to groom properly for their first dates. Yes.
All right. Yes, see.
100%.
Okay, now look, Nas, with the grooming before the show, we were talking about whether it's acceptable these days because some people are bringing the bush back, and whether this is acceptable. What are your thoughts? Are you like you clip it down there? Are you shaving it clean off? What's going on?
Well, there's two factors here. If you're going to shave it clean, you're going to get ingrown hairs.
Yeah,
and it's like
does that happen for you?
Well, it happens many times for me, but I don't shave down there anymore. I groom, like right. I clip, you know, get the lawnmower out, clean around the edges, make sure it's nice and tidy, you know.
I know why you're wanting to do a grooming podcast now, so because you know you'll get free grooming products, of course.
That's right. and then I can give you a code, and then you can go to NASA's,
start your own brand.
Put the code in NASA20 to get 20% off.
Oh, I love that.
Interesting as well, NASA. So, Crevo just off the air suggested that because you train old, like the elderly, like
that's right.
Exercise, He thought maybe like an exercise podcast for the elderly.
That's cool. You could do that maybe as well, like old person yoga and stuff.
Have to yell a little louder.
That's right.
Get in the downward dog.
Yeah, that's right, the downward dog. We love the downward dog. I mean, that's worldwide.
You know, Crevo does a podcast for old people as well.
That's
called
right.
The Pickleball Podcast.
See, I can give you some tips.
There you go.
Yeah, tip number one, talk louder.
Guys, Katie's called up with some ideas for NASA. Katie, good morning. You're on with NASA.
Hey, NASA.
Hello, Katie. How are you going?
I'm good. Well, I think we definitely need some multiple NASA podcasts, I reckon.
Oh.
I mean, why not? More the merrier. You're trying to get on all these reality shows. Why not get on all of the podcasts? Why not?
Well, you know, Katie, it's true because, you know, my podcast will be straightforward. There'll be no holding back. And that's what I think people need to hear. They need to hear the truth.
Yep. I think you should get on absolutely everything. You should do your food reviews. You should even get on the back of the other people who are influencers and re-influence, review what they've done. Give them the real opinion, not just the bought out one.
Katie,
people want the
Katie
real
can
stuff.
I ask you a question?
Sure.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go Nas.
Okay, Katie, if you see an influencer, right, selling you something or promoting something, be honest here, would you go out and buy that product?
Absolutely not. I'd be more inclined to not purchase it unless you were reviewing it, because I know you'd tell us the truth, Nas.
Darling, I'm all about the truth, and I will tell you the truth exactly. Well, Lucy, you've answered my question because, you know, all these reality people, as soon as they get off the show, they either go straight to collaborate with some company for 20% off.
Teeth
or
whitening.
They go to OnlyFans. Or they go to OnlyFans.
I've got
only two things.
I think we've hit the nail on the head. Thank you for your advice, Katie. NASA, I've got the pitch for you. Are you ready?
Tell me. Yep.
An honest, raw, and I guess real look into your personality, NASA, and your hate of influencers. We'll call this I Am Not an Influencer by NASA Sultan.
Or NASA versus Influencers.
Oh, good. That's what we should do.
You know, that's very simple. That's great. That's simple, straight to the point. I am not an influencer.
NASA v. the influencers.
You go through, like, you take down all the influencers and all their BS and all their fake opinions, and you tell the real truth.
Yeah, and say, look, I tried this product, don't buy it.
We'll leave it there for today, NASA. We'll chat soon. Well, interesting. This could be a real big money
could be a winner.
Opportunity for NASA.
Yeah.
Massive. Jackson, 105 commercial free up next.
Yo.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Would you listen to NASA's podcast?
100%. I still think he needs to go the way of, like, the advice line. You know, people give him his problems. He's very good at the pep talks on NASA.
He
got me through a long lockdown. Gabriella Chilney, Sweet About Me is
very
coming
good.
Up. Remember when she got drunk at the Arias?
Oh,
that was unfortunate. She's underage.
And then she just disappeared. The music industry put her in a white van and sent her away. Vanessa Amorosi.
The first ever person that got cancelled?
Maybe.
Early days for sure.
Early days. Vanessa Amorosi and Coldplay and BTS, My Universe.
Nice one.
I love Chris Martin's voice. I don't know what it is. It's very soothing.
Look at that grin.
Lush.
Flutter, flutter. Yeah. Guys, enjoy your day. Be safe for Melbourne Cup. Have a good one. Bye.
See ya. The Novos.